All right, let's continue on Chavtes Samuel. In Sanhedrin. Okay, so so let's pick up from the Gemara says v'hochi kitani im lo ton ein toan in lo, right? So that's really what the that's the din that what. That if a person says, you have any of the basic... So the basic story is, always if a person, if I come up to you in front of Adam and I say, you owe me money, and you say yes, I say, you owe me 100 bucks, you say yes. So then, if I take you to Basin the next day, you can say I was joking. Or you can say, I wasn't serious when I said that I owed you the money. Because I don't owe you the money, and I thought you were joking, so I said, yes, whatever it was a big joke. Until you say, Atem Edai, until you say to them, be my witnesses that I owe them this money. Okay? So you have to make a formal statement of admission. But just if you respond to my claim, even in front of Edom, the Gemara says you can always respond that, Mishata Ani Bach, I was just joking with you. Okay, so that's a counterclaim. That's a, the taina is you owe me the money, and the counterclaim is I was joking. All right, so what does it mean? So it means like this. So Rashi says like this: v'im lo ton ein toan in lo. Okay, you got the Rashi: v'im lo ton mishata hayisi boch kishodisi. If the person doesn't say, I was joking when I admitted that I owed you the money, all he says is, I'm not giving you any money. Bring me Adam that I loaned you the money. Right? So in other words, he comes into base and he says, you admitted you owed me money, pay up. So the guy doesn't say the admission was a joke. He doesn't talk about the admission. He just says, I'm not giving you any money until you prove to me that you lent me money. Bring Edom that you lent me money. Okay? So he says, Ein toanen bishvilo. Ein toanen bishvilo. El omrim lo, achare shehodis lecho shalem. So what is going on? Let's just get the facts of the case a little clearer. So what happened? He came in, it must be he came in with the Edom, no?
Malva.
Yeah, it was the Malva came in with Adam, and he said, here are my witnesses that you admitted that you owe me money, pay up. But instead of saying that I was joking when I made the claim, he doesn't refute the claim. He just says, prove to me that I lent you the money. Okay, so now we don't make the taina for him. That's what Rashi says. Rather we say to him, well, we have Edom now that you admit it. That's basically good enough. That's basically Edom. That's equal to Edom that you borrowed the money. And you didn't refute the Edom, so pay up. If he would have said that these Edei Hodah are no good because I was joking when I said that when I admitted that I owed you the money, he would have gotten off. But since he didn't say I was joking when I admitted that I owe you the money, he just says, bring me Adam that I lent you the money, that I borrowed the money. So then we say back, these Adams stand. You didn't undermine the credibility of the Hodah. You are just saying he needs more evidence, but we say the Hodah is good. Okay. That's v'im lo to'an, that's what Rashi's learning. V'im lo to'an, ein to'an in lo. Now, taina is really crucial in Beis Din. What taina you make is crucial. Okay, so for instance, we've gone over this case a few times, I think. The case, for instance, of, let's say, notice you shouldn't think it comes down to Edus. It's not only that it comes down to Edus. A lot of times it comes down to taina. So for instance, because the Edus is really only a raya to your taina. If your taina is no good, then the Edus is no good. So if I tell you I have Edom that I was eating on this property for 3 years, right, that's not going to get me anywhere unless I make a taina first that you sold it to me. Right? So I have to make the taina. You sold me the land, and my raya is that these Edom saw me eating here for 3 years. Right? Without the taina, it wouldn't be anything. Okay, yeah. So for instance, if a person says, you owe me money, the person can respond, I paid you back. That would be a good response. That would be a taina that would neutralize his claim, unless he can bring Edom. Okay. Alright, so let's go a little further. It's a type of sugi. We got to build up a certain amount of facts before we can really start analyzing this. Okay? So let's take, so that's one set of cases, the Meshata Anibach set. And once again, if the guy brings Edom that he admitted in front of him, and he says, I was joking, we accept that claim. But if he doesn't say he was joking, then we don't say, were you joking? And we just, we let the Edom stand. Okay? Go ahead, let's go a little further. Let's take the next case. Omar Abaye. Okay, so Abaye says, when do we say, we only say that what? We only say it's good if he says, I was joking with you. But let's say he says, I never made that hodah. I never made the hodah. I never admitted anything to you. But then there are these Edom there that saw, that said, you made the hodah. Okay, so then Abaye says, he's huchzuk kafron. What does that mean, Rashi? Lo hayu dvarim. So he says, I never made the hodah. And then he has the Edom that actually said he did. Go ahead. So then he's considered a kafron. He's considered a denier. And now we won't accept the shua.
Why?
Yeah, so what shvuah is Rashi talking about? He wouldn't have to make a shvuah in that's a question. I mean the Rush says that the Rush says from Rav Sajigon that in all these cases you have to take a shvuah. The Rambam also has that. Yeah. The Rambam has that too. The Rambam has right. He says, Omar lo b'fnei Edom, mona libi yodecha, Omar lo hein. Right? If he says in front of Edom, you have my money, and the guy says yes. L'mochar tavu b'din, the next day they bring him to Beis Din, v'hevi Edom, v'to'an, v'omar m'shata yisi bach. He says, I was joking. V'ein l'cha b'yodai klum, I don't have a thing of yours. I'm skip a little bit. Nishba heset she'ein lo b'yodai klum. He makes a shuas heset. Okay, so what is a shuas heset? So there's two types of shua. I mean, there are a lot of shuas, but what's the shuas heset means? A shua midrabana. Okay. Midoraisa, you only take a shua when. Right, when you're a moda b'miktas, or if you have one aid. One aid that corroborates, that incriminates you. But midrabanan, in any case where we say that you really would win on the taina alone, we still make you take a shua that what you're saying is true. Okay? And if you won't take the shua, then you can't win. Alright? So in other words, the shua is like some form of corroborating the taina. You're winning on the taina, right? Because you're not bringing any edus, but midrabanan we require a shvua to corroborate the to bolster your taina, okay? So, but we don't take the shvua of a guy who's an outright liar. So that's what Abaye is saying. If the person said it never happened. And we have Edom that definitively say it did happen. Right? He says, I never admitted anything to you. And we have Edom that saw him admit it. So Abaye says, therefore, he's deemed a liar. And now his shvuah would be no good. So the other guy will win. Okay, so now it's like the Ram has like this in Perek Vav in Hilchos Tawin Vinitan. He says Hareisha Tawin Olav Shehil Vahu Mona. Let's say someone says, "I lent you money." V'heishiv Zev Amar Lo Hayu Dvarim Olam. The other guy says, "Never happened. Never happened." V'achar Kach Hevi Hatawin Edim Shehil Vahu Bifneim. And then the guy brings Edim that saw the loan, right? Elio, with me. V'chazar hanitan v'omar kein haya, lavisi operati. And then the nitan says, "Oh, you're right. I borrowed the money, but I paid it back." Okay, ein mekablu mimenu, elohuchzok kafron umushalim. Okay, but if you would have said right away, "I paid you back," we would have accepted that claim. He would have had to take a shua, and he would have been potter. Here he already proved himself to be a kofer, to be a liar. Okay.
Because there are two edim that said differently than what he was saying.
Because two edim disproved what he said. Okay. But the Ram says, "Avalim omar, avalim heishiv initially, if he answered, Eini chayev lecha klum, o ein lecha biyodai klum." O sheker ata toein v'chol ki yotzi bozeh. If he would say, "I don't owe you, I'm not chayev anything to you, or I don't have any of your money, or you're lying," right? V'chol ki yotzi bozeh v'holach atoveh v'hevi edem shehil vohu b'fneim, and he brings the witnesses that said you borrowed money. V'omar ha'nitba kein ha'yaval hichzarti lo pikdono o porativ chovo lo huchza kafron v'nishba heset v'niftar. Right, because all the guys, because the guy came to him and he said, he says that if he said, in other words, if the claim was hilvahu moneh, and he says it never happened, that's a lie. But if he says, "I don't owe you anything," the guy said, "I lent you money," and he says, "I don't owe you anything. I don't have anything of yours in my hand." Right? I don't know what the sheker one is. That one's a little bit funny. But your claim from me is a lie, because he's claiming money, basically. So if he says something like that, then even if the guy brings Aiden that he lent him the money, that doesn't refute his counterclaim. His counterclaim was, "I'm not chayev you. I'm not chayev to pay you anything." That could be because I paid you back already, right? If he says it never happened, then the edim say it happened. That then he's chuchzak kafron. But if he says legally, "I don't owe you anything," so then he could say, then he can explain, "It's because I paid you back." That's what I meant. You understand? That's the whole Rambam over here. Ram says, "Bale dinen shebo lebeistin ta'an ha'echad v'omar mona yeshli etzel zeh shehil visihu o sheifkadeti etzlo o shegozel mimeni o sheyeshlo etzlo v'sechori v'chol kiyotzi bo zeh v'eshev anitan v'omar eini chayev l'cha klum o ein l'cha biyodai klum o sheker hu to'ein ein zu tshuva nechona." So that's what the Ram's whole, that's the whole purpose of this halacha. Ram says, when someone comes in and makes a claim against you, "I lent you money, I gave you money to watch, you took money from me, you owe me money that for work I did," the nitan just says, "I'm not chayev, or I don't have anything of yours, or you're coming against me with a lie," says, that's not a good tshuva. Ela omrim based in lenitan, hashev al taina so. Answer the specific taina. Ufaresh hatshuva. Express it clearly. Kemosha Piresh Tainoso, just like he said exactly what happened, you should say what happened. The Emor, Im La Visa Mimenu, O Lo La Visa. Tell me. He says you borrowed money. Did it happen or did it not happen? Hifki Etzlecha, O Lo Hifki Etzlecha. He said that he deposited money with you. Did he or didn't you? Gozalto, O Lo Gozalto. Did you steal or did you not steal? Socharto, O Lo Socharto. Did you hire him or not? V'chein b'shara taino. So when they ma ein mekabel mimenu tshuva zu, why don't we just take a blanket statement? Shema tohu b'daito v'yav li shaval sheker. Maybe he's making a mistake. He says, "I'm not chayev anything." Maybe he's making a mistake, and it'll come out he's taking a shvu on a lie. Shema tohu b'daito. Sherei efshar shehil vahu kemoshe ta'an v'hichzir zeh es achov libino o liishto o shenosan lo matana kineged achov yid mebedaita shniftim in achov. Maybe I really lent you money and you gave it to my kid and you thought now you're pater. So you'll say, I'm not chayev anything to you, and you'll take a shruah on that. But that's because you think you're not chayev. You think what you did absolved you of the loan, when that's what the beis din will decide. Right? Lefikach omrim lo heyach tomar eini chayev klum. Tell me, what do you mean you're not chayev? Shema ata mischayev min adin l'shalim veinata yodea. Maybe you don't know the legal ramifications of what you did. Ela hodia ledayanin perish hadvarm. Tell us exactly what happened. In other words, you don't come to Beis Din with a legal conclusion. You come to Beis Din with the facts. And Beis Din will sort through and determine what the legal conclusion is. Right? You don't say, you owe me money. I have to say what? Did you lend the money? Did you deposit money? Right? Even if the guy is a big chacham, you don't lose anything by responding on his taina. Tell us exactly why. Is it because it never happened, or because you paid him back? Explain it to us. Sherei anu donin bimitoch sheyochol lomer b'chol makom. All right, that's a separate thing. Okay, and then he says, and also the tain on the other side. You don't just respond. V'cheinim torna toin v'omar zechayev limana. That's all he says. Right, we say, tell us, what was it? Was it a loan, right? Okay, so anyway, so the point is that we need to get down to taina. Taina is very important. It's very important to know exactly what you're claiming in order, like over here, to judge the case and also to judge the credibility. Okay?
Well, what the guy is saying is...
Right. Okay, so let's go back to our case over here. So now, what about our case? That's what Abaye says over here too. He says, once the guy says, Lo hayudvar me'olam, and the Edom are there to prove that he did make the Hodah, he's huchzak kafron, and now we won't believe his shvua if he says, now we won't believe his shvua at all, and the other guy, the malva, will win. Okay? Go ahead. Mm-hmm. Rav Papa, Omer Rav Papa, Omalei. He says Omalei, that makes sense. Okay, so Rav Papa says in the name of Rava, call Mili de Kidi, right? Kidi is one of those words that pops up every once in a while. I think we had it once before. Anything that is Kidi, Kidi means like extra, not real, okay? Not serious. Anything that is not serious to a person, Lo Dachiri Inshi. He doesn't remember it. Okay, Dvarim Shel Chinam. Kidi means free, nothing. Klomar. Ho will the Oso Ho Do'o Divre Ruach Hayu Shehashata Bo Lo Dachiri Inshi. Vishachach Oso Ho Do'o. That's his principle. That in order to be Muchsak Kafron, it has to be something that we would say if it happened, he would remember. So that's on the loan itself. That was the Rollins case. If I say I lent you the money, you say never happened, and then I bring Aiden that it happened, so we're not going to say, oh, you just forgot about it. That was a significant action. But if the Hodah itself was a joke, right?
Then you're not going to remember.
Then you're not going to remember it. Yeah, Gil?
What are we calling the Kiddi? What are we calling
the
nothing?
The Kiddi, the nothing is the Hodah. In other words, he comes into Beis Din and he says, you owe me money. You have to remember, all of these claims are what? All of these claims are based on the Hodah. You owe me money because these Edom saw you admit it to me.
If he says that I've done
that. He says never happened.
Rav Papa believes him.
Rav Papa says, we believe him.
According to Rav Papa, you
mean a joke. But In other words, what's interesting over here is that since we're saying that there's a... Now, but think deeply into this case, because there's a little bit of a problem that seems to come out of this. So we're saying since the person, when he says, when he made the Hodah, was joking, therefore we believe him that it never happened.
When he says it never happened.
When he says it never happened. We believe him when he says it never happened. Why? Because joking things people don't remember.
Sounds like we're going to be making an antenna for this guy.
Ah, what about im lo ton ein ton in lo? What about im lo ton ein ton in lo? Doesn't sound like we're making the taina for the guy that it was a joke. Because whether he remembers it or not depends on whether we consider it to be a joke. And if we don't make a taina for him that it was a joke, he hasn't made the taina that it was a joke. So now he's just denying something that was just like, it becomes a little bit sticky. Yeah. And what about that Rashi? What about that Rashi? The guy says, I'm not paying. Why isn't that the same as Lohoy Dvar Meolam? What about when Rashi says, V'im lo to'an mishata ha'yisi boch kehodis kishodisi elo omar lo etein lecha. Why isn't that equivalent to saying it never happened? How come Rashi says, if the guy says, I'm not giving you any money, here the Edom that you admitted, he says, I'm not giving you anything. So Rashi says, oh, too bad. Since he didn't say it was a joke, we say, here the Edom, pay up. But if he says, I'm not, if he says it never happened, he'd be off the hook. Something's wrong. Okay? Piqued your interest now?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's take a look at the, this happens to be a very, very interesting question because there's a big back and forth in the Achronim about how to understand this. Take a look at the Nemuk Yosef. Nemuk Yosef on, let's see, where is it? Zion? Ches? Ches. Okay, so the riff had, the Balamar is like this. On the first... on the wide line in Chesamav at the bottom. Dekotoan ihu tainas mishate oz hu depoter. Okay. Yes, what does the riff say? The riff, let's take a look at the riff. It says like this. Omar lo tenehu li, right? A few lines down. Mishata ani boch, I was joking, potter. Right? Got it? In the riff? Yes? Okay. No? It's three lines down from the top in the riff. Four lines down.
Yeah.
Right. Lemochar, Omar lo, Tenehu li. The next day he says to him, give it to me. And the guy responds, Meshatas nani boch, I was joking. Potter. He's Potter. Vahani mili dekotoan ihu. When is he going to be Potter? Got it, Elio? When he makes the taina. Oval onon lo ta ninan le. But we don't make the taina for him. Okay? Vilomi boy hecha de omar le mishata ni boch hu de potter. And it's not only where he says, I was joking, that we say he's potter. Ela afilu omar le lo hayu dvar me olam potter. Even if he says it never happened, it's potter. My taima kol milsa de kedi lo de chiri lo inchi. Okay? Got it?
Mm-hmm.
Now take a look at the ball at the Nemuk Yosef. He says, "Vikato in dikato in ihu tainus mishata oz hu depoter. Aval onan hechad lo tain ihu mishata hechad lo tain ihu mishata yisibach. If he doesn't say it, kishodisi when I was admitting, he doesn't say I was joking. Elo omar lo etain lecha. Like Rashi, he just says I'm not giving you anything." Have Adim Shehel Visani, bring me Adim that you borrowed money that I borrowed money from you. Ain Toanin Bishvilo. We don't make any taina for him. Ela Omrim Achar Sheyesh Adim Shodisa Lo Shalem. Kain Pirish Rashi. Vrabinu Chanan Zal. Of all Rif Verambam Zal Pirshu. Tehad Amrinan de Kotoin Ihu. Listen carefully. Rambam and Rif say that what does it mean that he makes the taina? What does it mean? Dikato in ihu. that he makes the taina. Af below ahader mishata ani boch mairi. That's even if he doesn't say I was joking. Elafilu omar lo hayu dvara meolam pater. Even if he says it never happened, he's pater. Vahada amrinan oval onan lo taninan lei. So what does it mean? We don't make the taina for him. Hainu lomar shim moda shehoda lo ela shekofer beikar hachov chayev. What does it mean we don't make the taina for him? It only means one thing. That if he's modeh to the hodah, but he says the loan never happened, we say he's chayev. The kevan shu modeh behodah, since he admits he made the hodah, sarach litein tam ledavar of loma hodah. He has to explain why he did it. Ve'im lo to'an, ein to'an in lo. So if he says, look, I made the hodah, but he doesn't explain why he made the hodah. He just says, I admit I made the hodah, but I never made the loan. Then we don't accept it. Yeah, so this is the Rambam he's referring to. The Rambams are like this. It's a strange set of Rambams. It's a strange set of halachas over here. Yeah, there are three Rambams over here. It's funny when you put them together. But here are the three Rambams. Okay, ready? Perek Vav, Halacha Vav, in Toein V'Nitan. So he says like this. Omar lo b'fnei edim mona li b'yodecha. Right, this one we did. And he says, I was joking. Or he says, lo hayu dvarim me'olam pater. That's very important, right? In other words, either claim he'll be patron. If he says, I was joking when I made the hodah, if he admits that he made the hodah, but he says he was joking, or if he says, I never made the hodah, then he's patron. V'nishba heset she'ein lo biyado klum. And then he makes a shua that he doesn't owe him anything. Sherei lo omar lohem atem edai. He didn't say, you be my witnesses. V'davar she'eino edus, ein adam zochero. Interesting Rambam. A davar she'eino edus, he calls it. A person doesn't remember. So as long as I don't say atem edai, then it doesn't have a din of edus. Right? It was just casual. Ulefikach im omar lo hayu dvar me'olam lo huchsok kafron. Yeah. The low od, he says. Ela filu hit. Okay, these don't go, need to go in the low. Yeah. He says, and then he says like this. Afo pisha hit min edim, eino edus. Right? If a guy hides edim behind the wall and he gets the guy to admit it, that's also not edus. V'cheina mode me'atzmo, v'edim shomim oso. V'cheina omer l'chaver, b'fnei edim, mon li b'yodech, v'amer lo hein. Kol eilu advar mekiyotzi bohen, kishi yavau lebeistin, omrim lenitba, loma lo titein, leze mashiyesh lo etzlecha. So let's take our case. The guy comes into Beistin, and he has edim that heard him admit that he owes money. So Beistin says, why don't you give him what you owe him? Why don't you give him what you have? Omar ain lo etzli klum. He doesn't have anything by me at all. Omrim lo v'halo ata omarta bifnei elu. Kach v'kach. Oh, ata hodisa me'atzli. But didn't you say in front of these two gentlemen that you owe him this amount of money? Im omad v'shalim hareza mutav. If he pays, great. V'im lo to'an, ein to'an in lo. And if he makes no claim, we don't make a claim for him. So he just stands there mute.
And the claim would be that he paid him back?
Oval im to'an, v'omar, mishata ha'isi bo. I was joking when I made the Hodah. Oh, lo hayu dvarim me'olam. Or it never happened. Oh, shlo laspias atzmi. That was the other case that we didn't get to. Then he takes a shvua and he's pater. Okay.
And that's according to who?
That's the Rambam. That's the Rambam.
Does Rashi disagree with that?
Yeah.
So that's the question. Does Rashi disagree with this?
Yeah.
That's the question. So the Mukhi Yosef has this funny thing. He says, Rashi, sounds like Rashi's disagreeing. He says, Kosev Nemuki Yosef, Vikam, hold on. It's in the beginning of Lama Beis. Kosev Nemuki Yosef, Shekin Kosev Ben Hananel, he quotes the whole thing. And Adkan Lashono Nemuki Yosef. Okay, Beis Yosef quotes the whole Nemuki Yosef. And now the Beis Yosef says, "V'li nira she'ein chilek bein shnei pirushim." He says, "I don't understand the Muki Yosef; they both seem the same." She deliver shneihem im mode shehode tzarach litein tam ledvarav. Everybody agrees if he says, "Yes, I did admit it," he has to give a reason. Okay, v'im eino mode shehode, and if he doesn't admit that he admitted. Gemara Ruchahu de Potter. And if he denies that he admitted, that's an open Gemara. It says he Potter. Kedisa Nami Hasam, Omar Abai, Lo Shno, Elo, Domer Mashat, Anibacha, Volomar, Lo, Hoyudvar, Mel, Kafron, Omar of Papa, that Milsa de Chedi, Lo de Chiri Inshi, Upirish Rashi, Klomar, the Osa, Houda, Divre Ruch, Hoyu, Shashotabo. So the Beis Yosef just does not understand what the Muki Yosef is talking about. That since we paskin like Rava, if a person says lo hayu dvar me'olam, then it must mean that if he denies it, he doesn't have to do anything else. And everybody, so that everybody agrees, and that's Rava. It's a straight Gemara from Rava. And everybody also has to agree. And everybody also agrees if he admits that he admits it, he has to explain it. And if he doesn't explain it, he's chayav. So where's the machlokas? Where's the Muki Yosef making a machlokas between Abaye and Rava? Between Rashi and the Rambam?
What if he's quiet?
If he's quiet, so then...
Yes.
Is it like a shtika kodah? Right.
Yes, this was we said it didn't happen.
Yeah.
Or admit to it.
Yeah, that generally in front of Edom or in front of a Beis Din, you say Shtika is Kehodah.
Okay.
So that's the question. What is the Muki Yosef talking about? Is there really a machlokas between Rashi and the Rambam, or is this just...
And what's the knock in
this? Yeah, where? It has to be, if there's a machlokas, it has to be in some case.
Yeah.
What?
He says near in
that's certainly what the Beis Yosef thinks.
Right.
Okay. Is there a way to rescue this Nemuki Yosef? Alright, so the Bach tries to work something out, but I think it's a little, what the Bach says is a little bit, it's a little strange. But if you take a look at the Ran that I sent you, and the Yad Ramah, I think you'll see in there an answer to this question. Okay?